This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's hour three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having an outstanding day. It's time now for Zach Wolchuk and his top 10, usually at 420. But today we have CY joining us. It's going to be the Chris Young Show here in 20 minutes. So here he is, Wolchuk.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Wooly bully.
I see you, bro.
Woolly bully.
You did a real good job with that.
It's like an Elvis Woolly Bully cover, too.
I still need to go see that movie. Haven't seen it yet. I did go see Bullet Train yesterday, though.
Yeah.
Not bad. Wasn't bad. I enjoyed it. It was a little long for me.
I love long movies, but does it keep your attention the whole time while it's long?
It does. Pause. But it, yes. Yeah. It's just you. I love you.
Never can be too safe, bro.
It dragged a little bit towards the middle. So I think you could have shaved about 15 minutes off that bad boy. It would have been perfect. But I enjoyed it. Worth seeing. I think if you like action movies, go out there. Check it out. I got the hiccups.
You okay?
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Well, it's only a 15-minute segment. You'll be all right.
We're good. It was
going to be fun.
It was National Friendship Day.
Work.
Yeah, thank you. I'm scared.
You got another weigh in tomorrow.
There's National Friendship Day yesterday. So I've got the top 10 famous sidekicks in film. Who's your favorite sidekick? 877-881-1053. Before we get to that, though, did have a couple other sports nuggets for you. The Cowboys are going to hold free and open practices at the Ford Center on August 23rd to the 24th. That will start at 6 p.m. Doors will open at 4:45 on the 23rd of August. Festivities will start at 4 on the Tostitos Championship Plaza, and Jerry will have a welcome address before the start of practice. And one other holdover that I had from Best of the Weekend, this was Lions running back, former Green Bay Packer Jamal Williams, because we've got, I think Hard Knocks starts tomorrow with the Lions. I don't know how interested you guys are, but they're starting to show us a little bit of sneaks, some footage, just to try and get everybody excited. And here's Jamal Williams with a pump up to the team. Does this get you more intrigued to watch this?
Jamal Williams, bring it up. I'm going to let y'all know, man, today is the minimum of effort. Do not give up. Do not feel like you're tired. Were you tired? Think of last year and think of that f-ing record. Every time I get tired or I think I can't go no more, I think of that f-ing record. Last year wasn't it. That ain't us. We can make it. Have some heart. I get emotional about this. I'm about to cry because I care about y'all. Yeah. Yeah. Do your best. Let's go. Lions on three. 1, 2, 3.
I feel sorry for him, bro.
Shake voice. Not good.
I wasn't feeling it. I mean, yeah. It's almost like Andy Dalton. Let's have fun and play together. Come on, guys.
Do your best.
You can do it.
It started off really strong. I liked the angle that he was going for.
Yeah.
I need a little bit more bass and a little less crack in his voice.
Yeah. I need a little something.
I'd say that's a pretty good start for Jamal Williams.
You think it's going to be any different for the Lions, though, after all of that passion?
No.
I thought about our record. I'm crying right now. He's going to be crying at the end of the season again, too. I say that respectfully.
Yeah. Oh, man. The other nugget that I had for you, man, we got bad news for the Mustard. The Cleveland Guardians are going to option Mustard.
Cleveland Stadium Mustard?
Yep, to High A Lake County.
Mm.
They announced that, Mustard, who has struggled at a historical pace this season, failing to secure a victory in any of the first 50 hot dog races at Progressive Field in 2022.
Oh, I see. Okay, I like what they're doing here.
Ketchup's won 25 of the races. Onion has won 25 of the races, but Mustard has Come in the rear.
Zero.
Wow. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
Lucky guy.
Mustard in the rear.
Oh, big time rear guy. So no more mustard. He's being optioned, and hopefully mayo can make up the difference.
So they need to scramble who's wearing the uniforms. That's the bit, right? That's how you get a different result.
But I love this.
They're the same three people. One is the fastest.
Right. Like, which one of our dots should we option? I think the blue dot's been really crappy this year.
I'm amazed, though, that we still do this, though.
The dot races or the condiment races?
Dot races.
Or the president races?
Dot races.
Just the dot race specifically?
Yeah, I'm amazed.
I will say we could use a refresher. And this is just me being perfectly honest.
I know that we're the Ranger
Station.
This is
my personal opinion. Oh. Going out to the ballpark I love the new stadium. It's amazing. We could add a little pizzazz to maybe some of the in-game features.
You know, I think Chuck and the guys are doing wonderful work out there. I would change nothing except I'd bring it back to five innings. I think that's the perfect amount of time
for a
baseball
game.
The length
of the game? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, nine innings is so random.
All right.
You know? Let's come back to four or five. Get this bad boy
taken
care
out
of.
There.
Yeah. Less than 2 hours.
Here's
that's the deal right now. It's 3 hours. Nobody has 18 hours a week.
Well, maybe.
But, okay, baseball hardcore people.
Right.
That don't have kids yet. Okay.
But with the pitcher's clock, we're playing an average of, I think, 245-ish in the minors. So maybe that'll save us next year.
That's a good start.
Maybe. It's trending in the right direction. A lot of people are liking the rear joke there.
Yeah.
And I didn't even plan for that. That's just the sick individual I am. Okay. Top 10 famous sidekicks in film celebrating National Friendship Day that was yesterday. By the way, I love all of you. You're my best friends. We've got Robin from the 469. We've got Jonah Hill in Wolf of Wall Street.
Yes, yes.
Ooh, I didn't know he was in there.
He did the crack with him, bro. Any friend that does crack with you is a friend for life.
Lions and tigers and bears. Yeah,
that's the guy you want behind you in an alley.
That's your
right
guy.
There. The guy willing to smoke crack for me.
And no, it's not sports side chicks. It's just famous film sidekicks.
You know,
I was looking up side chicks. I'm sorry.
I haven't given Robin enough credit over the years, but I think he might be the best because he doesn't steal the show at all. You know, there's very little cool about him, but he's there to help you.
He knows his role.
Yeah. No chicks are saying, well, you know, Batman's all right, but I really got the hots for Robin. Nobody has ever said that.
No.
You know, that's why he's the perfect sidekick. Doesn't steal the show.
Honorable mentions, we've got Red from Shawshank Redemption.
He's an honorable mention?
He's an honorable mention. We got a lot of good sidekicks, man. Yeah. We really do.
We got a text coming in from the 940, which is what I wrote down as my favorite all-time sidekick. I'm wondering if he's on the list, Zach. I don't mean to steal the thunder at all.
Steal
it. But Mr. Announcer Man, can you show me one? Doc Holliday.
Doc Holliday, not in the top 10. I know.
How do you feel now there, Gavin?
But he is an honorable mention.
It was a finger roll, too.
Yeah.
It was nice.
He
had the hand behind the head and everything.
Had the steel at midcourt, too.
Yeah. He's ticked.
No basket.
I'm a little disappointed.
He's an honorable mention.
I'm also intrigued that they found 10 better.
I got one. How about this one?
Yeah, give it to me. Lay it on.
Scottie Pippen.
Bang.
So these aren't sports, by the way. They're film. But
so Jet Terry's not on the list.
All right, then let's do side chicks.
ESPN documentary I watched for 8 days? That doesn't count for anything now?
You know what? It was on television, and it was a documentary. So, you know, maybe Scottie Pippen should be in there. And Sean Sharif called me Scottie Pippen once. Of nosebleeds.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No.
Scottie played all the games, baby.
Scottie played all the games!
How about Goose from Top Gun?
Tom Cruise, by the way, was out at Cowboys practice today.
Did I hear he was in full combat outfit?
It looked like he was in full Maverick gear.
Really? Like Dallas Mavericks had Luka jersey?
No, full Top Gun Maverick gear.
Hysterical.
Okay. Yes. Ready to do his thing.
Hysterical.
Unreal.
Okay.
And he made $1 billion off that movie. I'd be wearing that stuff too everywhere I go.
He waited 30 years to make $1 billion.
Tattoo from the Dallas Sidekicks. Yes, 214. Absolutely. R2-D2 gets a vote. We've got Dr. Watson.
Oh, yeah.
From Sherlock Holmes.
Smokey from Friday says the 682.
Oh,
Smokey.
My God.
Yes.
Good sidekick. We'll keep you laughing.
Oh, my God.
Inigo Montoya from The Princess Bride. You killed my father.
Clint Eastwood's orangutan.
I've seen that one.
What is that? Eastbound and Bound? What is that?
Eastbound and Down?
I don't know, man. I just remember that damn orangutan. He used to get out and fight all the time. Clint Eastwood would fight and drive a truck, bro.
What was that?
I was locked in.
I don't know. I just made that up.
I was lucky. Eastbound and Down is a real show.
That was with
oh man.
The picture.
Something McBride.
Yeah.
Danny
McBride.
Oh, okay.
It was a good show. Dory from Finding Nemo, Timon from The Lion King, Timon and Pumbaa, Snoopy, Spock, of course, from Star Trek, and Groot. I am Groot. Those are your honorable mentions.
That's every which way but loose. That's going way back.
Okay, there we go.
1978.
Yeah. Bro, I was locked in.
No mention for Beavis.
This man's right, got a monkey.
Butthead.
Yeah.
Hey, Beavis and Butthead are back, by the way.
Are they?
Yeah, they got a movie and a series. They're back.
Oh, hell
yeah.
And
we haven't heard. Is it back on MTV?
It's on, what's that?
PBS. No. Wow, times have changed.
No.
Paramount Plus. Yes, Paramount Plus.
After Monty PBS. Python.
PBS? Are we getting Arthur reruns? Wilson from Castaway.
Downtown Abbey.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Chewbacca. Tyrion Lannister.
Ooh.
Will Smith in Men in Black. Donkey from Shrek.
I like Donkey. That's Eddie Murphy.
Manny from Scarface.
Oh, Manny.
And RJ Choppy as some of the sidekicks. Number 10 on the top 10 best sidekicks in film history on National Friendship Day. We got Gandalf coming in at 10.
Thou shall not pass.
Number 9, we've got Pumbaa.
Ah.
He farted. Number 8, Buzz Lightyear.
Okay.
Whose sidekick was he?
Woody's.
Was he the main guy? Okay, Woody.
Yeah, even though he did just have a movie come out, and Woody hasn't had his own movie, but I'm pro Woody. Number 7, Rocket Raccoon. Oh, come on.
Rocket Raccoon?
From Guardians of the Galaxy. Okay. Ross, what are you doing?
Missed that one.
Number 6 is The Genie from Aladdin.
Poof, what do you need? Poof, what do you need? Poof, what do you need?
That should be number 1, right?
Now,
anybody
on,
that's giving me gifts or
wishes?
Why is
he the sidekick, too, by the way? Aladdin should be the sidekick in that situation.
The Genie's the best. Number 5, we do have R2-D2. Number 4, we got Hermione Granger.
Not a sidekick.
You don't think R2-D2 is a sidekick?
R2-D2, no. I guess kind of. I always thought of Skywalker as Han Solo's sidekick, you know?
Okay.
That's the way I saw Star Wars flowing for the most part.
Yeah, I believe that.
That's how it came off initially.
R2-D2 is kind of C-3PO's sidekick.
Yeah.
Maybe. Number 4.
Brian has no thought on that. He's not a Star Wars guy at all.
Not at all.
Only kid that grew up in the 70s hasn't watched one damn thing.
Him and Sam.
Too busy watching the players, guys. Sorry. I have no time for your lightsabers.
You're not wrong.
We got Travit from Chuck Norris's Walker, Texas Ranger.
The black dude.
Getting texted in. Number 4 is Hermione Granger from Harry Potter.
Oh, that was good.
Number 3, we actually do have Donkey from Shrek coming in at number 3. In the morning, I'm making waffles.
Yeah, I said he had the jokes, bro.
Hell yes. Number 2, we've got Chewbacca. Anybody, can anyone do a Chewbacca?
No.
Whatever that thing is.
One.
I can't do it either.
That's a talent. Yeah,
my God.
It was a good one.
Y'all should have tried that out first before you get it on the radio.
I can't do it.
Kind of got to roll your R's and.
I know.
Yeah. Oh.
No.
But number 1, the greatest film sidekick of all time.
Bro, it better be who I think it is.
Samwise Gamgee.
What?
Lord of the Rings.
Oh.
Come on, Master Frodo.
Where the hell is Watson?
He was an honorable mention. He was 19.
Oh, he was? I missed it. Damn.
He was a 19. But I love Watson. I'm with you. Watson is the best sidekick. And how in the world was Robin not in there?
Who's this?
That is weird.
Who's this Walter Shobchank from The Big Lebowski?
Walter.
Big Lebowski people would know. You know who did a really good Chewbacca, though, Brian? Was your guy Jim McMahon.
Oh,
I remember him doing that.
I do love Jim McMahon
back in the day. All right, there it is. Woolchuck's top 10, usually at 4:20 every afternoon here in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. You know, we do have the Cy Young show coming up here in about 10 minutes or so, Rangers GM Chris Young. I did want to say something over the weekend that occurred to me.
You're tired?
I was tired over the weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a red-eye flight, and that just, it ruins both days. The Friday was ruined. The Saturday was weird. You know, but I caught up on the sleep, and that's not what it occurred to me.
Well, sorry your Friday was ruined. Jeez.
Well, the Friday was nice, actually.
We
after
had
the
a
show,
sexy Friday. Come
we
on.
Did. We did. We went and hit Popeyes. And by the
saw
way,
the Western Forum.
The Popeyes in Oxnard, that they're operating at high efficiency.
They are very
They're high quick and delicious. I didn't know the Popeyes menu could get executed like that, but
Gavin
they did
was
the
having
damn thing.
An orgasmic experience with the shrimp.
90 seconds after I ordered, they brought me the damn Popeyes.
Yeah.
I was like, "What? My tackle box is ready already and it's fresh." It was nice, dude. But that's not what it occurred to me. What occurred to me as I was reviewing some content on Brittany Griner and what comes next is, you know, we're pushing to get a release from prison because she's getting a very unfathomable 9.5 years in jail for cannabis possession. There's tens of thousands of Americans in prison for nonviolent cannabis offenses. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we should be talking and protesting about our own laws. Like, for whatever reason, because it's happening in Russia, it, like, it picks the lock of our American weird drug sensibilities, and we're all outraged that Brittany Griner got 9.5 years in jail for cannabis. But there's people that remain in jail right here inside these borders, not only statewide, but nationally, that are living in the same rowdy right now, probably listening to the same stuff. Yeah. They got three strikes, you're out. From the 90s, right? Three nonviolent offenses, but they're all three felonies. You're going to jail for life, bro. You know? So as we talk about this Brittany Griner story, I just hope it is a window of opportunity that we could maybe also do something for the tens of thousands of Americans who did not take cannabis to freaking Russia, you know, and need to be, you know, bartered with the dang mercenary of death, right? That's what we got to give up to get her back, because it's just such a wrong that she's been thrown in jail for 9.5 years for cannabis. We got to do the same thing here. It's just so weird how we can see the idiocy of a policy when it's not wrapped in the red, white, and blue. You put the hammer and sickle on it, it's like, oh my goodness, can you believe these caveman Russians and their archaic judicial system? They put our gal in jail for 9.5 years. We're doing the same crap here. So let's get that figured out and get a bunch of people out of jail that shouldn't be in there, and you know, maybe have our bill be less for incarcerating people for such stupid stuff. That's it. That's all I had to get off my mind.
That's weed.
Okay. When we come back, it's time for Chris That's Young, the Chris Young Show. He joins you next here on 105.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Our training camp coverage of the Cowboys continues, but it is time now for the Rangers GM show as Chris Young joins us. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. You think there'll be less big company trucks on the road this summer because of gas prices? Think again. And those big trucks have insurance companies to protect them. So get the representation that won't settle for less. Frankel & Frankel, truckwreck.com. As Chris Young is set to join us here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. They do have a year off. They have a night off tonight. It's COVID year again. No, they have a night off tonight, and they'll be back at it tomorrow taking on the Houston Astros right here on 105.3 The Fan. So full show today, a shorter show tomorrow and Wednesday. And then on Thursday, we're going to have that 1 o'clock baseball going on. So right about this time on Thursday, if you're tuning into the G-Bag Nation, what you're going to hear is either the post-game show or the 8th or 9th inning, something like that. Man, a lot of people fired up by the Brittany Griner story, and some people saying it's the law, it's illegal there, it's illegal here, it's easy to follow the rules, and I get that. I think there's lots of different ways of looking at that, and one of them is, should they be laws?
I don't think they're being honest. They're telling you about the laws and everything. I don't think they're being honest. I think there's something else they want to say,
okay,
but they're not saying it. Some people are.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think so.
Because
it's a fine over there.
Yeah.
What she had is a fine over there.
Really?
Yes. And it's a big fine, but it's a fine.
Wow.
Yeah. They're taking advantage of the situation
and
exploiting it.
Yeah.
Wow. It's only a fine over there. Wow. That's news to me. All righty. Joining us now is Rangers GM Chris Young here on 105 Through the Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you all?
We're doing good. Thanks. Okay. So first question, it's kind of big picture looking back. In the time that you've been here, it feels like this team's heading in a good direction, adding a lot of promising young players that we got to see more of over the weekend. Overall, are you satisfied with the direction that you've helped take the team in your time here, Chris?
Well, I think that I'll never be satisfied until we get to the top. I mean, I came here with the goal of winning championships, and we're not a championship-level team yet. I am satisfied in terms of what our plan is, what our vision is, and some of the steps we've taken to get to that. But nonetheless, until we get to we're holding the World Series trophy and our fans are celebrating and coming to see a Texas Rangers championship parade, I'll never be satisfied. So I guess the answer is yes and no. But I am convicted in our plan. I'm convicted in those steps that we've taken. And I know that things are going the right direction, but nonetheless, it doesn't make it any less painful to see us, where we are in the standings and know that, we have a long way to go.
Chris, you had several suitors in your time with the big leagues. Like, there was almost a competition to get you to come work for one of these franchises. Since you made that decision, has this job been everything you hoped it would be for you?
Oh, absolutely. It's been everything I could possibly want it to be. I didn't know I could feel so invested and really just part of one organization the way I have. I mean, I never felt this way as a player. I knew that I, loved the team I was on, but you could be traded in a moment's notice. This is something that, one, growing up a Ranger fan, just really, really connect with our fan base and understand exactly what it means to be a Ranger fan and the pains that they've gone through over the course of a 50-year history. And then secondly, I think just from our organization and the people we have and what we're building, I'm so focused on what we need to do to reach that championship level. It's been everything I thought it could be. It's challenging, and I love the challenge, but nonetheless, it is it's brought me great fulfillment, and the best is still yet to come.
Chris, when things are kind of going along, when you're struggling, do you think about your farm system? Is that what's keeping you going right now? That, you got these top 100 players sitting down there, but you got to hold hope that, man, that is going to be what's going to turn this thing around. Is that how you look at it? Or is it just, is you anxious about, getting these kids involved and getting this thing turned around the right way?
Well, I think that the farm system does give me great hope. I think that we recognize, where we are and the depth we have in our farm system and the talent we have on the way. But likewise, I see positives happening at the big league level. I see development over some of our young major league players. I see some of our second and third years players taking steps that are positive. And then, I look around the league and I see ways that we can improve our roster moving forward at the big league level externally from our farm system. So I think it's a combination of everything. I think most importantly, we have good people on the PD side who are developing our players. I think we have very good things happening at the big league level with some of the development of our young major league players. And then we're going to continue to add the right pieces that fit our vision, both short-term and long-term, to help build a sustainable, successful team.
Rangers GM Chris Young with us here on the G-Bag Nation. To stick with the farm, you know, we were reading good things about Josh Young at the Arizona complex. He's swinging the bat well, was playing some first, and I know Woody said that's not a permanent position switch, but looking at what you have at your depth along the infield with Ezekiel Duran and Josh Smith, I mean, is that something you might consider, Josh Young at first base? And do you think that he does have a chance to maybe get some at-bats with the big league club before the season's over?
Well, I'll start with the second question first. I do believe Josh, we could see him at some point this season, assuming two things, first of which is that his health continues to make progress and that he rehabs in accordance with the protocol and the plan from his surgery. If that continues to go smoothly, Josh, we have confidence will perform and earn his way to the big leagues. But I think from a timeline perspective, that is reasonable that he could go out, join Round Rock, play well there for a period of time, and we may see him at some point playing for the Rangers. That will be performance based on performance and the medical side. In regards to the position, Josh Young is a third baseman. We view Josh as a third baseman. I think the positional versatility is something we're trying to do with a lot of our players. It creates good options. If you know, Nate Lowe has had a tremendous year. If he needs an off day or he's got a tough matchup against a left-handed pitcher, it allows us to maybe slide somebody to third base, move Josh over to first. It gives us some creativity in terms of how we can construct a lineup to give us the best chance of winning. I think it's important not only for Josh, but for a lot of our players. We've seen Josh Smith playing left field. We've seen Duran at second, Duran at third. He's played minor. He's played shortstop and some outfield in the minor leagues. So I think just having that versatility is something that gives us flexibility and creativity when we construct our roster and specific to matchups that maximizes our chances of winning night in, night out.
Chris, I'm going to ask this question. Are you and Woody still seeing eye to eye on the direction of this team?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Woody and I, and JD, we certainly share the same vision for the team. You know, I think that there's no doubt that we've had a number of challenges this year and more of recent in terms of, you know, falling off in the standings. And but that doesn't change the way we, in terms of the three of us, see our future and what this team is capable of and what we're building long term. But certainly, you know, we recognize that there have been some shortcomings of recent. It doesn't mean we can't get hot here and pull out of it, but we are on the same page in terms of the vision. There's no doubt.
It's Chris Young here with you on 105.3 The Fan. You know, you guys have so much young talent in Baseball America, pointing that out and all that today. It's to the point of redundancy at a couple of different positions. With that kind of situation, it's good to have options. Is it hard to remain patient? Is, I guess, the question that I want to ask, because you could go for it and get better, right? You know, at the deadline or whenever you want to.
Yeah, it really is. Just, you know, to be very frank, I think it is hard. I think that we all want instant gratification. And I think that we look up and we see a team that played okay in the first half of the season and it was in the wild card hunt up until really the beginning of July. And you know, you can see an avenue. You can kind of squint and see an avenue where this is all coming together. But you also live the day in, day out frustrations of you know, the tough losses, the one run losses. Just the team not being able to get over the hump in terms of winning these close games. And that's basically the difference between a playoff team and a non-playoff team. And we have to overcome that. We have to get there. That said, I do not think we need to get short-sighted in terms of sacrificing our long-term plan and our long-term vision with building a pipeline of talent through our player development system. Inevitably, there will be players that are moved that we trade and upgrade the big league roster via trade. There'll be log jams at certain positions where we have to do that. But I think by and large, having that pipeline of talent is what the best organizations have done. And I think we can't get short-sighted in that. There will be a time, and it may be 1 year from now. I don't know. I hope it's a year from now, when we do make a big trade to acquire somebody who's going to help us with a playoff push. But I felt like this year was a year premature. We were very disciplined in our trade deadline process And in the end, I think we came out of it in good shape. We weren't very exciting in terms of the one trade we made. But nonetheless, I think that we're in good position moving into the offseason and then next year in 2023.
Well, you certainly got some nice early returns from Cole Reagans in his debut and then Bubba Thompson since he's been called up as well. This Cole Reagans story and you being a former pitcher, he's an easy guy to root for. But what stood out to you about Cole Reagans and his major league debut and the early success we've seen from Bubba Thompson?
Well, I'll start with Cole. I think for me, it's two of the intangibles. It's things that are really hard to measure. The poise, him standing on the mound and being very calm and collected and confident with who he is. And then secondly, the conviction. Cole, to see a young player making his debut and to stand out there and shake Jonah and really know exactly what he wanted to do with each hitter, to pitch his game and not deviate from it. It was really a sign of a very mature. There are a lot of veteran pitchers who struggle with that at times that don't have that conviction, or they lose the poise and things get a little shaky for them. Cole exhibited both of those characteristics, and it was really fun to watch. And it was such a mature mentality. I think it was very impressive to all of our coaches and everybody watching him. And I think that it just shows what he's capable of, and we just need to continue to keep him healthy. And the best should be yet to come for him as well.
When you're looking
regarding
at the
Bubba.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
I got carried away with Cole there. Regarding Bubba, Bubba has been tremendous in terms of the adjustments. He is such a great person, a team player, a team favorite, every team he's ever been on, and just continues to get better and better. I've always said Bubba, I think, is a late bloomer. I think he's going to get better and better, continue to make adjustments. And, he's going to have to adjust to competition at the big league level. He's been able to do that at every level. It hasn't been a fast path for Bubba, but nonetheless, he showed the aptitude to make those adjustments in time. And I think we'll see the same. I think we'll see some struggles at times in the big leagues, but over time, you'll start to see him making adjustments and really impacting the team.
How much would you want to play in a Field of Dreams game if you could?
I would love that. I watched it last year. I thought it was tremendous. I mean, just a great display for Major League Baseball. I think it was just an absolute win, and looking forward to seeing this year's game as well.
Okay, on Martin Perez, with deciding to not trade him and how much the franchise needs pitching, are you guys planning to bring him back for sure? How do you approach that going forward now?
No, absolutely. We have extreme interest in bringing Martin back. It was part of the reason we didn't trade him. I think that, one, we see him fitting our future into 2023 and potentially beyond. But secondly, I think we recognize what he means to this year's team. I mean, we're not throwing in the towel. We want to build momentum here in the second half. Now, especially with John Gray going down, and we didn't know the news on John at the deadline, so it didn't really factor into our plans. But nonetheless, having a veteran pitcher, a stabilizer, somebody that the young guys can look up to, he can be a leader in the clubhouse. The maturity of Martin has been tremendous, and there's real value to that. And we weren't going to, we set a really high bar for him. We had a few teams call and kind of knock on the door to see if we were interested. And when we told them what we were looking for, they just said, we're not going to pay that price for a rental starter. And I said, we value him more than a rental starter. He has a profound impact in our clubhouse, and he's a great example for our younger guys. And frankly, we want to keep him. So that's why we decided not to move him.
All right, so going to put you on the spot a little here, CY, but we just got back from Cowboys training camp, and a few of us had some roommate scenarios. And I was wondering, in your days traveling in the minor leagues or whatever it might have been, some baseball camps, did you ever just have a horrible roommate experience?
I never had a horrible roommate experience. What I did have one time when I was I'd been traded from Pittsburgh to Montreal, and I got traded with another college player. So the two of us had been, we were kind of the same age. I think we were 22 at the time, had been to college, probably a little bit higher maturity level than some of the high school signees. And we came over to Montreal. We lived together in the hotel for the first week of spring training. And all of a sudden the farm director came to me and said, hey, we're going to split you guys up. We want you to room with our high school first round draft pick.
What?
And I said, look, I appreciate that, but I'm not here to babysit. And they said, well, we think you'd be a good mentor for him. And I said, I really don't want to do this. I don't have any interest in doing this. And he said, look, I know you don't, but we're going to do it anyway. And
oh, no.
I said, well, I guess I don't have a choice in this. I voice my my lack of excitement in terms of that. He was a very good kid, but just in terms of we had different life experiences and weren't, you know, it's hard. You can't just pair anybody up in a room situation and expect it to go well. But we got along, and, you know, it was a good lesson for me in terms of what it means to be a mentor, but also that, you know, this is a business, and you got to put each player in position to succeed. So it was probably the one roommate experience that wasn't ideal, but I made it work.
Man, great story, Chris, and way to make it work. We appreciate you as always, and we'll catch you up with you in a couple weeks.
Guys, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
There he goes, Chris Young, Rangers GM. Yeah, we think he'd be a great mentor. Yeah, I probably would. It doesn't mean I want to do it. The kid's 17 years old.
I'm not rooming with the rookie pitcher. Come on. He's a seven. Yeah, exactly. He's just out of high school. He can't even drink.
Man, I don't know what I'd do in that situation. I think I'd tell the kid, order what you want off room service. I'm going to hang out with my bros and play some poker here,
like,
down
like
the hall.
Mike.
Something like that.
Yeah, don't leave this room, okay?
Yeah.
Nobody in, nobody out, all right? I'll be back at 11 and check on you.
I mean, you're trying to do your normal thing as a veteran, hang down, play some video games, crack some coldies, whatever it is, hang out with Ricky Henderson, and you're responsible for what this 17-year-old sees and breathes? No. All right, we got to go. Around the NFL, top stories from Pro Football Next, The Nation.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Lucius. Let's go around the NFL, brought to you by Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. We got a new rule emphasis coming, and this can have a major impact on how games go. We've seen it play out several times in recent years. So what is the rule, and how are the Cowboys fixed to exploit it or be exploited by it? According to a report from ESPN, the NFL has asked officials to pay particular attention to illegal contact during the upcoming season.
Oh, no.
Between 2002 and 20, officials flagged illegal contact an average of 97 times each season. Last year, it dropped to 36. That drop led the NFL competition committee to include the penalty amongst its points of clarification for the upcoming season. Brian, tell us about it. Why did you say, oh, no?
Well, that's, you know, any type of contact that you have, and I always hate this, you know, you get that 5-yard rule where you can hold guys up coming off the ball, but now when the competition committee talks about points of emphasis, then the officials go overboard, and there's nothing worse than, I think you got to let these guys play. I think you got to especially let them play off the line of scrimmage. These defensive backs, we talked about the one-on-one stuff and the problems that they have in those things. Those types of drills and things. This to me, if you can't get your hands on the receivers and at least chuck them, slow them down, and then when you get beyond that 5 yards, I'm not saying you have to hold them 12 yards down the field, but there's going to be a lot of calls at or near that 5-yard area.
There's always hand fighting, right? There's always going to be some arm checking, a little bit of tugging here and there. I mean, we've talked about Kelvin Joseph. That's his biggest problem right now. Is the grabbing. Yeah. And I'm very scared that, to Brian's point, we see this getting a little bit overblown by officials. I like the fact that it was down last year. I don't think this is something the NFL needs to enhance.
Well, the NFL has made this move twice. In 2004, they jumped from 79 to 191.
Yeah, there you go.
And in 2014, they jumped from 52 to 148. So I do expect this to be a big part of the NFL narrative in the days after big games, and I hope the Cowboys are focusing on it right now. That's in Oxnard.
That is an automatic first down with that penalty.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about that. And it could happen. The ball could be on the other side of the field, and that could happen,
And you think you're off the field on third and long. No,
yeah,
next thing you know.
The Cowboys, that happened to the Cowboys more times than not.
That's going to be frustrating.
I think 8-9. I think it's going to cost the Cowboys at least one game, maybe two. Here's Brian Broaddus with second down.
Yeah, the New York Giants had a big fight today at their training camp practices, and it actually involved a coach, which doesn't normally happen. But
With the Giants, it seems to be an annual thing now.
Yeah, and it happened a couple different levels where Saquon Barkley lowered his shoulder on Tae Crowder's, and then all of a sudden Antonio Williams got tackled and he got upset with that, and then John Feliciano, center, he grabbed Crowder's head on the play and then kind of tried to knee him in the face, and then this is when things got out of hand. He goes, once they got a crowd around all this, Cam Brown then dragged Feliciano away from the fight. Okay. And so as Feliciano's getting drug away, like the offensive line coach, Bobby Johnson, he goes over and shoves Cam Brown out of the way. And then all of a sudden Feliciano and Brown kind of go at each other. Then Feliciano, he sucker punches Brown. And then all of a sudden after that, then you've got the line coach, he gets hit. So it all kinds of stuff was going on.
You can see the football folly music being played underneath
it
this.
It is crazy, but
Keith Jackson narrating it for us.
Rarely do you see a coach get involved in a fight like that. But pushing, shoving, punching, all that, that's all going along at Giants camp
today.
Maybe
we're giving the Giants organization too much credit right now. Maybe they still are just as dysfunctional as ever. Just Big Blue's problem.
I love a coach getting involved. He can either handle himself and you're impressed by that, or he gets thrown down, which probably deserves at that point, getting involved in player stuff.
Like the Don Zimmer got thrown down that time.
That was good,
That was Pedro Martinez, right?
It was,
He just went out right after.
He just kind of grabbed him by the head and said, get out over here.
And then poor Don Zimmer, he just got rolling around on the ground.
Pedro was a big guy.
What was Don Zimmer thinking? You're 82 years old, man.
Don Zimmer was trying to protect his guys. And
Pedro was 165 pounds.
Was he? I thought he was pretty tall, though.
Maybe. Yeah, he had
pretty good
reach.
Be right. By the end of his career, he definitely won 165.
All right, here's Wolchuk with third down.
We've got some running backs that are in the trade discussions, as we have Kareem Hunt of the Browns, who wants out of Cleveland, who right now. He's requested a trade. Cleveland's told him, we're not trading you. Why would we do that? We love you. We want you here. Currently due $1.35 million. He's got $4.9 million due in roster bonuses. But immediately I thought, here come the Eagles.
Oh.
The Eagles are always involved in running backs and making trades for running backs. I asked you, brought us before the show. I was like, your guy, Howie Roseman, he going to end up trading for Kareem Hunt? If anybody's going to do it, I guarantee you it's the Eagles. And then
you know,
Josh,
you say that, and I was kind of laughing at first, and then you might be onto something there, because they're depending on their livelihood is running the football.
Yeah, and they don't seem to really like Miles Sanders for whatever reason.
Kinda
they just
strange,
don't use it.
Yeah, yeah.
And he is injury prone. He does get hurt a lot.
Sure.
So they're in the market, it seems, every year to make a move at running back, as Gavin Dawson is having a sneezing fit. Gesundheit.
Thank
my
you,
friend.
Buddy. Yeah.
And then the Raiders.
On a roll there.
Of Vegas. So they played Josh Jacobs for a couple drives. He had seven touches in that preseason game the other night. And everyone's thinking, all right, they're showing off Josh Jacobs. They're trying to trade him. Well, Josh McDaniels said, no, I'm not trying to trade Josh Jacobs. We have no desire to do that at all. He played more than anticipated because we want to get him real game action. And we have a new offense, so that's why. Quit freaking out, all right? We're not trading anybody. So we'll see what happens with these running backs and the trade rumors.
I'm freaking out, man.
Don't freak out, Lucius.
It is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan around the NFL most afternoons at 4:40. Okay, who's the next Cowboy that'll go into the Hall? Current Cowboys on a Hall of Fame trajectory? Shireen Williams joins us to talk all things Hall of Fame coming up next on 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.